I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with members of the Pella Girls Cross Country Team following their first meet of the season. Emily McMartin, Abby T. Garden, Sophia Boonstra, and Macy Schrader. First of all, ladies, congratulations on a great race. Emily, I'll start with you. Last time I talked to you, we were on the Blue Oval after a 100-meter dash you ran. A little more meters to this one. Tell us about your decision to go out for cross country and what it was like out there for your first 5K.
Yeah, so I decided to try something new this year and just be part of a different team and try a new challenge, and it went well. I honestly just, like, I had a couple goals in mind, but I just wanted to stay up there, run my own race, and just give it a shot for the first time because I really didn't have much to expect, so I just kind of went for it, but it ended good, so.
Well, Abby, this is a team that has a ton of returning talent in your grade level, a lot of young athletes. What's it like to finally see that out here in a race today and to see how far you guys have come in a year?
I think that a lot of work we put in over the summer really helped us achieve to do well in this meet, and it's good to see us returning runners do well.
Well, Sophia, similar question. You guys ran a great race today, and you have a freshman newcomer who's leading the pack, and then there's that group that's now sophomores. What's it been like growing with this group over the course of cross country and track and to finally come out here today and see all that improvement?
I think just being able to, like, see all these girls improving, excel in cross country, and be able to just come from running at state and be able to do our very best here.
Macy, similar question. What's it like just to be back out here today? And your team ran a great race.
It's just amazing. You know, you couldn't ask for better weather, and just to run with a team that I love, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and Emmy, there's obvious comparisons, and you have a great coach at home who can teach you a little bit about cross country. How has Caroline helped you with your development, and how has that helped you as a cross country runner, knowing that you've been a sprinter basically your whole life?
Yeah, she's really, like, motivated me, and even though we don't exactly run the same speed, she just helped me stay motivated this summer to, like, get running and just, like, help me kind of pace myself and know what cross country is kind of about. And she's just helped me stay positive and learn to run my own race. And it might not be my strength, but just to enjoy it and to cheer on other people and just try my best every time.
Well, for the three of you, let's talk goals. You have one personal goal and one team goal. What are your expectations for this season?
Team, I want to make it to state. And personal, I'd say get under 22 minutes.
Personal goal, I'd probably say, get under 22 minutes. And team, probably to just all be under 23 minutes by the end of the season.
Like the other two, for my personal goal, definitely get under 22 minutes. And then as a team, just to push each other, you know, work together and get that state goal that we want to get to. So.
And Emmy, for you, your goals, obviously new to the sport, but knowing that this team last year was in the top eight and you could probably do more this season.
Yeah, I hope to make an impact somehow, whether that's being on a varsity team or just being a cheerleader for them. I hope to just keep pushing them and keep dropping time however fast I can get, I don't know. But also being able to use my speed, because we're doing like a sprinter group that's trying to run a 5K too. So just trying to see how I can push my speed and get stronger for the spring, but also enjoy my time this fall as a senior. So.
And then for the three of you, what's it like in a weird way being leaders on this team? So often in sports, it's the seniors, right, who have all the experience. In this case, you're probably the most experienced runners on the team. What's that dynamic been like, and how do you hope to lead this team to those goals in a big finish up at state?
It kind of felt weird, but I feel like last year we all realized that this is going to be our team next year and that we're going to have to take this on, and I feel like we're just going to have to push hard and be the leaders ourselves.
I think it's been pretty difficult, but being able to coach and push Reagan Schneider, our lead runner, and be able to see her succeed has been very motivating.
I think it's pretty cool. We all act like a family. I mean, there's definitely some age difference, but it's like we're all just family and sisters. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Emily McMartin, Abby T. Garden, Sophia Boonstra, and Macy Schrader, members of the Pella Girls Cross Country Team. Congratulations on a great opening race, and I look forward to seeing you the next 6 to 7 weeks. Appreciate
your
time.
Thank you.